now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's hour number two of the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, and now counting down the top 10. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we get our charts every week from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
I'm going to pass to Wayne. He has this memorized. He's co-hosted.
No, he doesn't.
Go ahead, Wayne. Tell me about it.
If you go to earshot-online.com, you'll find many things, including reviews. I don't know what else. I know reviews are bad. There. Charts are there.
You'll find out that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Part published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire National Top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And as Wayne said, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Well, there you go, Wayne.
And you knew something.
And joining us on the line is Wayne Hansen. He's been a faithful co-host fill-in for when Brian and I haven't been available. Brian, more so than me. I'm pretty committed.
Probably like
to this
half
show.
A dozen times, right?
Yeah.
Out of the 100?
Brian's not committed, but Wayne is.
Absolutely. And guys, congratulations. 100 episodes. That's pretty good.
I feel old.
Well, you should, but 100 episodes is quite remarkable and still going strong and great format, and yeah.
This is our last show, actually.
Wow.
No, it's not. So Wayne, I know that you've had the opportunity to be a co-host with myself and Brian on this show, but you've also we've also done an interview with you as well, because you are a very great local talented artist that has put out CD, and you're working on some new stuff. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on for your second release.
Well, that's a huge question, Anthony. You rolled everything all into once. It's been great being a co-host on the Earshot and coming on as a guest once in a while too, which is really fun. So the new CD is in the works. It's called Escape, and I have a bunch of tracks recorded, and I'm playing with those right now, and hopefully within the next couple of months, I'll have the whole thing together and have it out there in the ether for everyone to hear.
And your previous release was based on your trip that you took to Africa. And so is this new album that you're making, is this based on experiences that you've had?
It's about when Wayne escaped from prison.
Oh, is it? Is that the...
He's still on the run.
Brian's been involved in the recording. He's got this down.
Okay.
No, yeah, you're right, Anthony. The first first album was called Memories of East Africa, and it was a really fun album to do. It was a really stripped-down album. It was me and my guitar and my ukulele. And that was the whole theme was about things I encountered and people I met and those sorts of things while traveling through East Africa, which was really fun to do, and I really enjoyed it. But kind of the problem with doing an album like that is it really constrains what you can write about. So this album, Escape, is kind of, it's not really themed, but Escape is going to be the title track on it, and I have that one done. It's been done for some time, and it's been sitting there waiting for friends, so I'm recording all the other tracks around it. And not really one central theme, but I guess most of the songs fit into that whole idea of traveling and vagabonding and those sorts of things again. And it's been really fun to record. I do it. I'm doing it at home again in my basement and putting it together, and hopefully have a bunch of other musicians on this album too.
Your basement or your mom's basement?
I love coming on this show. Yeah.
I hope there's a song.
What a pleasure. Yeah, my basement.
Did you write a song about your recent skiing trip? And if so, is it called I?
No, but boy, that would make a dandy of a song. Brian,
so if you wanted, you can have that idea.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'm scribbling it down right now as we're talking. I.
That's with five E's.
All right, we're going to get into the charts, but Wayne, it was great to have you on, and I'm glad actually next week listeners
101.
Will be be treated to a little bit more of Wayne Hansen, because you'll be joining me. Brian will be off, so you'll be on co-piloting with me on the Earshot 20, so that's good.
So I won. This is the call-in to win a guest host spot, and I won.
Yes, you were, and no one else took up the opportunity to try and grab that spot. You were a keener. It was good stuff. Yes.
And you're giving away one of my CDs in the package, I heard. Is that true?
Yes, you. We gave away earlier on. We announced the winner. We drew it at noon East Atlantic Standard Time, and Curtis Goodman was our winner for the prize package that we had, and got lots of great stuff in there, including Memories of East Africa from Wayne Hansen. Nice. So he will be treated to that, and all kinds of other stuff, and a Nardwuar pin that he'll probably wear proudly, because that guy's cool. Crazy. So.
I love listening to Nardwuar.
I'm pretty sure now he's gonna now Nardwuar and I are gonna get into a battle, I think, because I just called him crazy.
But no, I appreciate the show, guys, and everything you do to support local musicians, and it's great stuff.
All right, well, thanks, Wayne, and we'll talk to you next week when you're okay. On the show.
All right, see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Cheers. And thanks very much to Wayne Hansen. We're going to start the countdown now. Here it goes, number 10. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in.
From number 14, it's Real Estate. Their newest is called Atlas. You're going to hear a track called Past Lives. Then we're going to move on to Burning by the War on Drugs. They fall from number 6 to number 9 with Lost in the Dream. And at number 8, down from number 5, it is the latest from Trust called Joyland and a track entitled Peer Pressure.
Here's Real Estate, number 10 on the Earshot 20.
Underneath this care.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 9.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
We'll be right back.
That was Peer Pressure by Trust from his latest record, Joyland, at number 8, down from number 5. At number 9, down from number 6, was The War on Drugs, Lost in the Dream, and a track called Burning. And starting off the second hour of the program, at number 10 is Past Lives from Real Estate. Their latest Atlas was up from number 14.
You better be sorry.
Not all that sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. It's the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation, but it's part of the greater list that comes from earshot-online.com. So if you haven't headed over there to check out what's on that website, do it. Lots of great stuff for you to read, to review, everything. All kinds of goodies. We're going to keep the countdown going, and coming up in just a couple minutes, Stephen Karlick joins us again, chatting about coming up is Record Store Day. It might have passed, depending on when you're listening to this program, but always a great time of year, and Stephen's got some insight as to some albums that are going to be released or re-released on Record Store Day, so no matter when you're hearing it, you should get out and check out those albums. But first, a couple more tracks to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All the way up for number 10 to number 7 is Candle, sticking around this week. And a new record, In Flames, is her debut. You're going to hear a track called Gimme a Pill. And then Initiation by the Soul Jazz Orchestra at number 6, up from number 8. And that's from their newest album, Inner Fire.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
was from the Soul Jazz Orchestra's latest Inner Fire, a track called Initiation. That's at number 6, up from number 8. And at number 7, up from number 10, is Candle in Flames and a track called Gimme a Pill.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20 right here on your radio station. And we're very excited. It's 100 episodes. This is 100 for us, a big day and a big episode and big news coming out, of course, from the entertainment world. And who better to give us that than Stephen Karlick, senior editor over at Exclaim Magazine, rejoining us in the second hour of this program. And some big news to talk about in terms of Record Store Day. And I know this is huge, and I know that a lot of campus community radio individuals out there listening are big on Record Store Day. And you've got some insight as to some releases we should be watching for.
Yeah, so we're big fans of Record Store Day at Exclaim. We're all kind of loser vinyl junkies. And so what we've done this year is we've put together a list of the top 20 releases to look for this Record Store Day, things that we like, things we think Exclaim readers will like. You can find the whole list at Exclaim now, Record Store Day being Saturday, so everyone make sure to head out early and line up for records. But I thought I'd maybe just talk about a few that I'm particularly excited about, one of which is the new album by Gil Scott-Heron, who recently passed away. He put out an album called I'm New Here in the year before his death. It was a beautiful album produced with Richard Russell from XL Recordings. Just amazing. It sampled Kanye West. It was sort of touching and sparse and poignant. Such a great album. He's got a new one coming out. Apparently those sessions yielded more than what came out on I'm New Here. A couple reworks of old songs, a couple new songs will be coming out on an album that is due on Record Store Day. And that album is called Nothing New. So look for that one for sure. Another one I'm excited about is Outkast, whose first album will be being reissued on that day in a limited edition. The album is, of course, Southern Playlist to Cadillac Music. And if you're an Outkast fan, it's definitely a must-have. If you're a hip-hop fan as well, you'll want that, as well as a reissue of Notorious B.I.G.'s Life After Death, which is coming out. And for me, this band has always meant a lot to me. Death Cab for Cutie is coming out with a live record from their 2012 tour with the Magic Magic Orchestra. They are sort of a string and instrumental orchestra that accompanied Death Cab on tour and added a certain orchestral panache to songs from their catalog. It should be a really cool live album, a way to hear their music sort of in a different way. And the track listing is really cool. It's got songs from across their catalog, not just their newest stuff. So that's one for fans as well. But a ton of other stuff, things that people will be interested in by Tame Impala. LCD Sound System is putting out that 5-record release of his epic sort of last show in New York across 5 records. Dinosaur Jr. has a box set, Green Day demos, all sorts of stuff coming out.
All kinds of goodies indeed. And of course, if you're listening to this show, when it re-airs on some of our stations, it may not be Record Store Day anymore, but that doesn't mean that you can't head over to exclaim.ca, check out that list, and go get those great albums or great releases that are coming out or being re-released on Record Store Day. All right, Stephen, thanks very much as always, and we'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
This week, I decided to pick something from every month when we put out our new issue. The new one is out now. You can pick it up across Canada. It's got Kelis, soul songstress, on the cover. Her new album's amazing. But I wrote a translator for the genre New Disco in it, so I thought it would be apropos to choose Chromeo's Over Your Shoulder as this week's pick. Enjoy the song now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
All the grass is greener everywhere you look. So many girls out there I could write a book. That one's ass is leaner and this one's like Serena, but I think your silhouette is meaner. And even though you got small breasts, but to me they look the best. I confess, I wanna go home and get you undressed. You see, your problems of self-esteem could be self-fulfilling prophecies, so probably your best policy is to talk to me. Just stop looking over your shoulder, 'cause if it was up to me, we'll people stare. They got you scared of the girls out there. This one's called the bottle size, and that one's more the model size. I know you heard this 100 times. To me, what matters is what's inside. And a little backside tip. Is that bad? Is that taboo? Can I get a bird's eye view? You see, a prize of self-esteem could be self-fulfilling prophecy. So arguably, your best policy should be talking to me, or talking to me. Stop looking over your shoulder, cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right. Stop looking over your shoulder, cause if it was up to me, put yourself in an evening gown and I'll roll around. Rip it off, break you off. JetBlue Airways taking off. Couple of days where the sand is soft. Oh, aren't you glad you took the weekend off? Cause it's those little imperfections that make beauty in my eyes. I wanna be in the intersection of your thighs. And you worry about your size. It's nonsense, it's not a contest. And besides, if it was a contest, you'd win it. I wanna take a bath with you in it. Bathroom sex, you with it. I did it, I might. I'll do it with you if you wanna try. I've seen you crack and a smile. Guess I have to stay for a while. Stop looking over your shoulder. Cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
I'm feeling.
He's given terrible advice to me. He's full of quick quips, has my future on his lips. At least he's working on it, working on it, working for me. I got a friend with a limo. He says he'll take me where I wanna go. I'm rolling with him, but I'm calling his shit. Thinks he's a hero, he's a hero, he's a hero for it. 26 stories high, nothing but a silhouette. Way up above, you're over it. It's been a long time, I feel the effect. 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 I feel the effect.
Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number four, that was the Pack AD, sitting still this week as their latest Do Not Engage, and a track entitled Stalking Is Normal. And before that, you heard Feel the Effect by Tokyo Police Club. Their latest is at number five for number seven, and it's called Force Field. And of course, Stephen Karlik had a pick this week, and it is a new track from Chromeo from their forthcoming new album, and that's a track entitled Over Your Shoulder.
Really enjoyed that. Nice kind of disco vibe to it. I like it. Same reason I like Daft Punk. Huge fan of Daft Punk. Love it all. I love everything. I'm a lover, not a fighter. It's the Earshot 20, and I'm Anthony Edmond, the lover. Brian, you're on the other side of the mic. You're the fighter.
Okay.
And we're counting down. We're into the top five now, and well on the way to telling you who what our number one is this week. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break from the charts again and give you a segment that we like to just update you on to what's coming into the charts below the top 20, but has the chance to make it up into the countdown. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Only four debuts this week below the top 20, so I'm going to speak really slowly to drag it out. Not really. Winnipeg hardcore band Comeback Kid return after a four-year release gap with their new fifth album, Die Knowing, arguably their heaviest yet, cracking the Earshot 20 charts at number 47. Relocating from Vancouver to Toronto, the Kristen Cudmore-led folk fusion project Language Arts released their latest album, Wonderkind, coming in at number 42. At number 41 is St. Louis Times, the new album from legendary Vancouver residing St. Louis bred blues musician Jim Burns, described as his most personal record yet, including original compositions as well as versions of songs he grew up with that were originally recorded by St. Louis musicians. And finally, number 30, Bob Dylan in the 80s Volume 1 is the brainchild of producers Jesse Lauder and Sean O'Brien, who hope to shed light on Bob Dylan songs that have long gone ignored, featuring contributors Built to Spill, Reggie Watts, Bonnie Prince Billy, and many more.
Oh, that Bonnie Prince Billy. That's one of my faves. No. I don't know very much Bob Dylan music. It's probably a shame, too. Probably very disappointing. Not going to give me anything on this one, are you?
I don't know what to say to you.
At least make fun of me for not knowing who Bob Dylan is.
You know who Bob Dylan is.
Well, I know. Okay. Not knowing his music then.
No, that's fine. You probably do. You just don't realize it.
That's true. All right. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another top 20 counted down. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in at number three.
Here is You Gotta Feel It by Kevin Drew. He falls one spot to number three, and that's his new record on Arts and Crafts called Darlings.
I will feel it. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Bethany Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
What does it mean to be unhealthy badly, my love? To be in a bad state so well? What does it mean to face desire so sadly? To beg at the empty well? Residual images of her above. I'm just a dog, a machine for your love. To know every man, every place that you've been. You turned me on, then you turned on me. This slow commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion is going down, 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 down. This low commotion, this low. Commotion. America, weren't you a miracle? Chance at home, but this low, low, low commotion would not leave our paradise alone. And my two hands landed like two spiders on your knee. In one right ring finger branded, but two legs for two brains to please. Residual images of our above. Just a dog, a machine for your love. But to know every man, every face that she'd seen. Baby, you turned me on, then you turned on me. With this low commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion, this low commotion is going down, it's 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 going down, your low commotion. Oh,
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
As I'm getting older, chip up on my shoulder, blown up through life, you roll over and die.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number one this week, displacing the Pack AD the week before that. At number one, it is Mac DeMarco, and you heard a title track from his latest Salad Days. Before that, Timber Tambor. At number two, up from number three, is their newest Hot Dreams, and you heard a track called This Locomotion. And switching spots with them was Kevin Drew at number three from Darlings. You heard You Gotta Feel It kicking off that set of music.
And that's it. Another countdown done and our 100th episode complete. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you're just joining us, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, that's Brian Cleveland, and every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, local 107.3 FM, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all for carrying this program. You can also find us online, radio4all.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. Stick around. There's lots more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.